From Tibbetts on June 18, 2012, this is Apple Restores IPv6 Support in Airport Utility, written by Glenn Fleischman. IPv6 is returned to Airport Utility by popular demand, a reversal of its removal in the recently released version 6.0. The next generation addressing system for the Internet, which replaces the empty pool of familiar IPv4 numbers of the pattern 192.168.0.1, is required for the Internet to continue functioning. ISPs, network hardware providers, content sites, search engine, and groups that form the backbone of the Internet's infrastructure policy groups are all agreed. The Internet Society, the folks behind the IETF and RFCs, even drew a worldwide line in the sand on June 6, 2012, not just to test IPv6 in a widespread fashion, as in previous years, but also to keep everything active from that point on and continue to expand the use of IPv6 for ordinary users who shouldn't have to sweat the details. IPv6 is necessary because IPv4 simply doesn't have enough addresses to encompass the many billions of devices that might require Internet access. And that's just today. In the future, every mote of smart dust might need an IP address. While NAT, Network Address Translation, enabled IPv4 to limp along for years, and aided by a number of other behind-the-scenes tricks, IPv6's vastly larger set of possible addresses, 3.4 times 10 to the 38 to be specific, is the only real solution. It has been over a decade since IPv6 became standardized, but 2012 is the year in which IPv6 has finally hit the flashpoint for adoption. IPv4 addresses are essentially exhausted, trading is still going on, and IPv6 infrastructure is ready but needs real-world commitment to bring around full operational equality with IPv4. Even if things break a little, IPv6 must be pushed forward. Reason it's taken so long? There's no financial reward, only a cost in switching. It's inevitable, but that money has to come out of somebody's budget in every organization. That's why it was so strange that Apple dropped IPv6 support in the house cleaning that resulted in Airport Utility 6.0. The Airport Utility iOS app never had it. While many of the features removed from Airport Utility 6.0 impacted only network administrators, very few of whom use Apple Wi-Fi gear anymore, IPv6 has a broader impact. Apple built it into macOS 10 years ago, and has been fully supported in iOS from the start. Removing IPv6 from in-airport utility meant that broadband modems plugged into newly configured airport base stations couldn't hand off IPv6 information to the base station, nor to other devices on the same network. That's a problem. But IPv6 is back! On the heels of many WWDC announcements, including a quiet overhaul of the Airport Express base station, Apple released updated macOS 10 and iOS versions of Airport Utility. The primary reason was to add support for simultaneous dual-band networking in the new Airport Express, which appeared in Airport Utility 5.6.1 for 10.6 Snow Leopard and 10.5 Leopard, and an updated Windows version as well. All 5.x versions of Airport Utility include IPv6 configuration, and 5.x versions continue to work with all released airport base stations, starting with the 2003 models. An aside here, since Airport Utility's version support seems confused in the 5.5 and 5.6 releases. In June 2011, Apple released Airport Utility 5.5.3 for 10.6 Snow Leopard and 10.5 Leopard. This version continued to work under 10.7 Lion. Then, on January 30, 2012, Apple released Airport Utility 5.6 for macOS 10 10.7.2 Lion, alongside Airport Utility 6.0, which was also only for Lion. Fair enough. But the new Airport Utility 5.6.1 no longer lists support for Lion, showing only 10.5.7 to 10.6.8 as supported versions. It's confusing as all get out. If this is accurate, then Lion users must download Airport Utility 5.6.0 to configure now missing options on existing airport base stations. And if you get a new Airport Express, which requires either Airport Utility 6.1 or 5.6.1, those options removed in Airport Utility 6.0 are just inaccessible. The updated Airport Utility 6.1 for Lion and the revised Airport Utility for iOS include support for the new Airport Express, along with an Internet Options button added to the Internet view. The main Internet view now lets you enter IPv6-based DNS servers, necessary for resolving domain names to IPv6 addresses. The Internet Options dialog includes a Configure IPv6 pop-up menu that lets you choose from Link Local Only, use only a local network, automatically pick up via DHCP on the broadband connection, like an IPv4 address, or manually require specific address entry. For all but Link Local Only, you can select Native or Tunnel, which refers to how the IPv6 connection is made. A native connection provides IPv6 service to all devices in the network. A tunneled connection encapsulates IPv6 traffic at the router and wraps it up to carry it across an IPv4 segment of the network to reach a fully native IPv6 backbone. That's a little technical, I know, but it might help you talk to your ISP or other service provider when trying to enable IPv6. IPv6 isn't the most exciting technology in the world. If you're not involved in internet infrastructure or IT, it's like listening to sewer engineers talk about the kind of plastic used in outflow pipes. But IPv6 is a necessary part of making sure the internet continues to work. The bits must flow. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.